welcome to the Ian Timothy podcast of the 24th of August 2016. This podcast was recorded on Studland Bay's Middle Beach on the 17th of August 2016. The thoughts are random, and I think the background atmosphere is more endearing than my reflections. I decided not to edit the recording, so here it is in its wholeness. Today, I'm in the Middle Beach at Studland Bay in Dorset. It's a beautiful, clear, very warm and windy. There'll be some sunburn later on for those who haven't taken time to protect the skin. Straight in front of me is the Isle of Wight, and as I look to the right, there's the Old Harry Rocks and the cliffs that run down the north side of the bay going on to the North Beach, and the yachts and small powerboats that lay in that small cove because the water's slightly deeper. Reminds me of 55 years ago when I used to see almost exactly the same vista. And later, as I got older, we had our own boat and we used to drop anchor there, go across in the tender onto the beach, up the steps into the Banks Arms pub. Couple of glasses of beer and a sandwich. Wonderful times. The vista won't be any different in 55 years' time, and I won't be here. But in front of me I see a Sunseeker gym palace for £5 million. And I wonder about the mentality of the people who own it to have that fabulous boat, bring it out of Poole Harbour, drop anchor and sit there all afternoon in a fairly heavy swell looking at the minions who are enjoying themselves on the beaches. Vista of Bournemouth, Sandbanks and the Chain Ferry are all incredible sights, really unique beach, on par with anything in the world and on par with anything in Britain. And as I look at this beach, I think of Socrates, 400 years BC, thereabouts. A lot of people don't realise that Socrates didn't actually write anything. Plato wrote all of his thoughts for him, and he wrote pretty accurately. But all of these people on this beach, that millionaire out on that Sunseeker, probably none of them know, is that Socrates is the man, and his philosophies affect the thoughts and ways that every single person on this beach and in this world lives. Because Socrates, his principle was criticize everything, and whatever is left is that which is right. And it's something that's influenced the whole of this world, finding fault, criticizing, arguing, and make no mistake, the source and the root of that is Socrates, a philosopher who is rated amongst the finest and most important. Well, he is, but not, in my mind, for the right reasons. When I look at the beach, 55 years is when I first came here, as I can remember to, when I was 3. Nothing seems to have really changed. Parents out with their kids, people getting toasted, kids enjoying themselves in the shallow bay. You can hear all of the background noise. And if we'd have recorded this 55 years ago, there wouldn't be any difference whatsoever. Maybe the photographers in those days would use a 35mm or even a 120 medium format camera. 36 pictures taken, with a bit of luck, 20 would come out. And today, people are using their iPhones and their camera phones and taking the most incredible camera pictures, as good as anything that was ever taken on film. There's a few people out here as well who have got nice digital cameras. And the reason I think about digital cameras and technology is, again, because of Socrates. Because the major players, and we'll take Steve Jobs as a major player, they didn't think like Socrates and didn't teach Socratorial type of thought or didn't advocate it. Because while this world criticises and looks and finds fault, what Steve Jobs, Bill Gates, Richard Branson, Felix Dennis, they actually looked for what was the very best way of finding a solution. They didn't and weren't interested in what was wrong with something. They just took something and made it the very best. So when Steve Jobs started to make Apple computers, he just said, what can we make which is the very best thing for everybody to use? Nobody can doubt he succeeded. A man of incredible vision. The thing about Steve Jobs is, again, as we look upon this beach, Steve Jobs was an adopted young man. And his parents brought him up as their own and sacrificed everything and gave him everything so that he could succeed. His father used to buy and sell cars in his spare time, and nobody knew it until Steve Jobs went to university. But all of the profit that he'd made from buying and selling those cars, all of the profit that he'd made from repairing other people's cars, funded Steve Jobs at his university. You'd have to read a lot more about him to find out what he did with the time that he'd got there. But I notice when I look upon a beach, there's three types of people. There are parents who really interact with their children. There are parents who play, enjoy the happiness of the day. And there are a few, and I saw one earlier, who are just plain miserable. I watched a woman earlier who was trying to sunbathe. Her kids were playing. Her husband was somewhere else in his mind. And right at the moment when they were all enjoying themselves, apart from her, she said, let's go. There's another Socratorial aspect of this beach as well. It reminds me of the apartments in Spain. You buy an apartment and it has the most beautiful and incredible view. And as soon as the developer has sold every single apartment, he will build another apartment right in front of the one you just built. And it blocks out the view. And this beach is very much like that. Because as the sea and the tide has gone out, and it's almost at low tide now, about 3 PM, and I got here at 10:30 when it was at high tide. All of the people put up their windbreaks and their small tents and sat and watched the view. And as the tide went out, people just set up their windbreaks in front of the people who got here early enough to get the best possible place. And in the end, you end up with no view at all. In front of us, there were some people who set a windbreak up, not the slightest interest of where we were looking or where we were sitting, what we were doing. And even though there were places to the right and to the left that they could have set their windbreak up, they just put it straight in front. And the girl said, "Oh, I think we've just put our windbreak up in front of your beautiful view." I just smiled and I thought I'll make the recording. On a beach, on a beautiful, beautiful English day, you can absolutely see life. You can see people, how they interact. You can see how people play. I wonder, in 55 years' time, some of the kids on this beach will be in their 60s. And I wonder if technology will race away with them. I wonder if socratorial thought is already within them. I wonder if they already are competitive. I wonder if they already are wanting to be in charge. I wonder if they already want to control their friends. Because the pace of life is so great that these kids, as I look at them, and they're 6, 7 years of age at the oldest, I'm wondering if that really is the end of their childhood. The view will never change. Always have the Isle of Wight, Old Harry Rocks, and the Chain Ferry. And the people will always change. And in 55 years' time, some of these kids will be here with their own kids. And I wonder if just one of them will ever have listened to this broadcast. And thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed the few moments with me on Studland Bay. And until the next podcast, thank you for listening. Goodbye.